He began to search in the books, looking for any references at all to uranium. And then he hit, as Kerr would say, pay dirt of a sort. It was a book on mine toxicology, a subject he made out as poisons in mines affecting miners. And there it was in the index. Uranium. Radiation poisoning. For the next half hour, he struggled through the entry. It seemed that you had better damn well be clothed in lead shielding when you fooled around with radium or uranium or radiation. All sorts of terrible things happened if you weren't. Rashes, hair falling out, burns, blood changes. And then he had it. People bombarded with radiation experienced changes in their genes and chromosomes, and birth defects and sterility resulted. That was what was wrong with his people. That was why children seldom came, and why those that did were often imperfect at birth. That was the reason for the lethargy of some of them. And that could also be the red sickness and the crumbling away of his father's bones. It was all there. It described exactly what was happening to his people, why they did not multiply. There was radiation in the village valley. He went back hurriedly to the mine maps. No, there was not even a worked-out uranium mine anywhere around the village. But radiation was what it was. The symptoms were unmistakable. He knew now why the cyclos stayed away from there. But if there were no mines, where was the radiation coming from? The sun? No, not that. Goats on the higher ridges had no trouble multiplying, and he had never seen a deformed goat. Well, he had an answer of sorts. It was not a clean-cut one. There was radiation, but no mines. It struck him abruptly that man must have had a way of detecting radiation. He seemed to know so much about it. Eventually, he found that, too. It was called a Geiger counter, after somebody named Geiger, who was born and died on dates that Johnny had no trace or inkling of. It seemed that radiation, or ionizing particles, if present, passed through a gas. The radiation generated a current in the gas that made a needle react. Aha! Radiation somehow generated a current in certain gases. The schematic diagrams were unintelligible to him until he found a table that gave the abbreviations. He could then translate them across into cyclo, which he did laboriously. He wondered whether he could make a Geiger counter. He decided, given the cyclo electronics shop, that he could. But after he escaped, that wouldn't be available. Despair began to creep in on him. He finally put the books away, and in the small hours, fell into an exhausted sleep. He had nightmares. Chrissy's mauled and smashed to bits. His people wasted and truly extinct. And the world of the cyclones come alive and laughing at him.